everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 18th episode of Power Rangers RPM, Belly of the Beast. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this, and we're going to get started here in 3, 2, 1, start. Belly of the Beast was the 18th episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on August 1st, 2009, written by Matthew Negrete and directed by Mike Smith. Excuse me. That means that after the cliffhanger from last episode, we had to wait 3 weeks before we got to this one.
Vendix now intends to launch a single crushing and unstoppable aerial attack, led by this, a massive armored aerial attack vehicle.
Right, well, that obviously is the bad news.
Now for the good news?
This aerial attack bot is equipped with 200 millimeter laser cannons, dual landing strips for landing and refueling drones, and this frequency scrambling dish I'm calling the Shield Buster.
Just haven't gotten to the good news part yet, clearly.
Dr. K, how long before this new threat could be launched?
Within 41 hours.
41 hours?
Less than 2 days.
Yeah. And the good news is, we can bring it down by...
Once it's airborne, we don't have enough firepower to ever bring it down.
Okay, I'm really starving for a silver lining of some kind here, Doctor.
Then we attack the factory right now. Make sure that thing never leaves the ground.
Ooh, we can use a neutronic detonator?
To blow up the entire factory compound!
We can't just blow it up. Dylan's sister might still be in there.
Yeah, not to mention all the other workers.
We need an Thank you, Flynn.
To rescue the civilian prisoners from that factory before blowing it and that thing inside off the face of the earth.
Sure. Hey, just let us know when.
It's boom time.
We love
to go.
There. Was that so hard? We rescued the civilians, we saved Dylan's sister, and then we set the boom happy twins loose on the factory. Sounds like good news to me.
As usual, Ranger Green, it's not that simple. Even if we succeed at destroying this doomsday vehicle, Vendix will build another one.
Then we need the firepower to match that thing.
Where are we gonna get anything that could ever match that?
Well, Ranger Green, is there any good news you'd like to contribute at this juncture?
So we're all on bad news, okay. They're bringing it back? Why?
Rejected you.
On the contrary to Naya 7, the defeat of the Sawbot was hardly pathetic. It was only part of the plan for having it ultimately destroy the Power Rangers. During the initial encounter with the Rangers, the Sawbot's goal was not to defeat them. It was merely to gather raw data, to study the Rangers' moves, to uncover their weaknesses, and to use that information for the base programming of this incarnation of the Sawbot.
Let me guess. It's now invincible?
Invincible enough to destroy the Rangers, and to make certain that my ultimate plan takes flight.
Oh, this doesn't sound good at all.
Sensors are picking up signs of a human raiding party nearing Sector 17.
Sector 17? That's the location of the primary factory site.
Ah, they're much too late. My doomsday weapon will be online and airborne in a matter of hours. Prepare the drone squadrons and my personal ship for an aerial attack on the city.
Yes, Master.
Sawbot, go. A new Sawbot will know just where to find them.
Looks quiet.
A little too quiet.
No signs of life.
Okay, everybody listen up.
Yes, sir.
Our primary objective is to destroy the new Vengix Doomsday weapon. That thing cannot be allowed to launch under any circumstances. Do I make myself clear?
Let us know and we'll...
blow the entire factory to smithereens!
Just say...
the word.
And that word...
is boom!
No one says boom until I get my sister out of there. Understand?
Then we're clear. Get the civilians out, then we blow the factory before that thing launches.
And what if we can't do both, Colonel? What if we reach a point in the operation where we must choose between the fate of the prisoners, including Ranger Black's sister, and the fate of the last human city left on Earth?
Oh, why do you have to do that?
I'm not for debating ethics or making complicated moral judgment calls. I prefer things simple, you know? Good versus evil. Us versus them. Like an enemy right in front of me, I can see with my own two eyes.
Like that.
I know, that's more like it. No, wait, we destroyed that thing before, I'm sure. Engage!
No, stop! The armor's too strong for blasters. Hold your men back. Leave this one to us.
RPS, get in gear!
Well, this is playing right into the scheme. Okay. So we got a morph battle and an unmorph battle at the same time. That's fun.
Smaller localized blast.
On it!
Oh, smart! That thing's not going to be expecting this. Also, very good skill for Jim for stopping that saw blade thing with bare hands without being morphed.
Stay alert. The Sawbot will undoubtedly return with more grinders. We must proceed with the offensive. Vengix is aware we know the location of the factory. Security will be exponentially increased before we can ever mount another attack.
Right. Then it's now or never. My men will hold this position. Take your team in and proceed with the operation.
Sir, yes, sir. All right, people. It's game time.
Let's go! Alright, that was kind of cool. Why are Jim and Jimma not morphed?
Here, Scott.
Thanks. Okay, Summer, you stay near the entrance. You'll be in charge of detonating the explosives.
Okay.
Flynn, Ziggy, you guys search for prisoners.
Works for me.
Aye.
Come on. Dylan, you and I need to plant the chargers around the perimeter.
I need to find my sister. Let Jim and Jimma...
Hey! Good luck, guys! We have...
our own instructions from Dr. K!
Check it out.
Where do we find this?
This is the same room from last episode?
If we set chargers along here, it'll set off the primary reactor.
Then everything in this place will go up.
And everyone.
So is this a third Sawbot, or did it just teleport away or something after it exploded before? I'm confused. I find it funny that when they overact within the suits, they even have to overact closing the door, even.
Vengix, sensors are picking up some kind of foreign DNA base code being uploaded into the factory mainframe.
Activate the attack ship launch code. It's time to finish.
Oh, DNA. Are they going to turn it into a Zord? I guess you're not supposed to notice that they're using repainted engine cells, or engine souls if you prefer, from the Sentai, as their chargers. Charges? Oh, evil.
Clear for launch.
It's the Vengex attack ship preparing to launch.
Summer, what do you want me to do?
Whatever you think is right, I'll keep this thing busy.
Summer, wait.
That seems kind of evil for her to do. Check in with Flynn and Ziggy. They're the ones looking for everyone.
Dylan, disregard Ranger Red's command. Wait for my go to initiate neutronic detonation.
Why? The Doomsday ship
must go airborne and clear minimum safe distance before you detonate. Trust me, I know what I'm doing.
More or less.
Nearly there. Watch your step. Head right to the military transport. 3 o'clock.
That's the last of them.
Right, blue to base. The civilians and I, we're all clear.
As is the Vengex Doombot. Ranger Black, you are go for full detonation.
Did you notice how they're kind of keeping it shrouded in shadow? Why aren't they leaving the building? Seriously?
Gemma, I need you to intercept Dylan and Summer at Gate C to the factory. Do not let them enter.
Sorry, Scott.
We're a little busy.
With an old friend.
Yeah. This would be a great time for them to show us their morph. Here we go. Oh, that's kind of cool. They fly. See, this is kind of really cool because the first time they took them out with the main five guys and their Megazords, and this time that's the gold and silver taking them out with the mate with their little weapons. It's actually working out. They've inadvertently done what they were supposed to do. Oh, except for this part. Because they're worried. Absolutely no idea whether or not it will work. She said idea. Perimeter? Where? The thing's shooting from above. You'd have to perimeter, like, the whole city. It's a good guy's ship now.
So what's going on, Doc?
I've got your good news, Ranger Series Green.
You know, Vengix is super.
Where's the other two?
Weapon? Well, it works for us now. I had Gem and Gemma reprogram it with the base DNA code for a blue whale, infusing it with the organic bio foundation that can fuse with our Ranger hardware.
Well, Doctor, that's great.
Outstanding. Yeah, but why a whale? I mean, they don't even fly. It's...
He's calling it out. That's kind of funny.
Would you prefer I program it back into a deadly shield-busting Vengix doomsday weapon, Ranger Green?
No, that's okay.
Because I can do that if you feel it would be more appropriate than a whale.
Just, I'm sorry. Forget I said anything, okay?
Activating 10-second attack burst configuration.
I kind of like them calling it out, considering it's a decision from the, Sentai, of course.
The Sawbot has infiltrated the city.
Well, so what's new? Sort us out.
Negative. Not only is the attack bot mammoth in size, but its data streams are showing enhanced memory upgrades. It knows all of your Megazord attack formations, weaknesses included.
Meaning?
Meaning, there's no way you can stop it.
So, if we can't beat this thing, then what do you suggest?
I suggest sending in a formation it hasn't seen. Ranger Silver and Gold, stand by for Zord. Begin activation of whale DNA base code sequence.
Consider it activated.
Oh, they get their own Megazord. Cool.
Want to know what I'm thinking we should do with this thing next?
Since when do I not think what you think? Dr. K, care to bring this to a rousing finale?
Affirmative. Stand by for energy power bow download.
Energy power bow? Oh, okay.
Still trapped in the burning factory. It's too hot. We can't even get close.
Stand by for assistance.
Let me guess, the whale can put out fires too, right?
Dylan, no. If we don't get out of here now...
You're right. You need to go now.
I'm not leaving here without you.
Why are you always trying to save
me? Because you're worth saving.
Aww.
Looks like neither of us is leaving.
Whale.
The flying whale!
Now that's something you don't see.
Every day?
My sister's cell. Tell me where it is. Oh, you're standing.
Right in it now.
Nothing here. It's another dead end.
Wait. There's this.
It matches the key to the watch. So she's still around somewhere, I guess. Okay. So we technically kind of have already seen where she is, because we've seen her in the flashbacks, but in case you missed it, and me mentioning it, I don't want to spoil it for you for a, what is this, 15-year-old show now? But in any event, that was a lot of fun. That was very, edge-of-your-seat kind of episode. And Jim and Gemma finally get a morph and their Omegazord, so that's kind of cool. Next time, we'll be watching the 19th episode of Power Rangers RPM, entitled Three's a Crowd. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.